Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Was the city of Townsville, and all through the town, all the townsfolk are stirring as snow's falling down. It's bitter and freezing in the dead of December, but there's reason for joy if you can remember, for it's this time of year that our story unfolds, when our hearts are the warmest, despite all the cold. Yes, it is Christmas, just 2 days before, and all through the town, none can wait anymore for the timely arrival of one certain fat guy who brings us all goodies from out of the sky. Full of anticipation are these urban folks, none more so than the students at Old Pokey Oaks.
Hello and welcome to day 5 of the 25 Days of Tooncast Beyond Christmas here on the Geekcast Radio Network. I am, of course, TFG and Mike, as always. Joining me once again is Doug Abel from Talking About My Generation. Hello.
Hello, sir.
Quit talking behind my back about my generation. Anyway, today it's going to be a little bit of a longer episode since it's a little bit longer of a cartoon. We're going to be talking about the Powerpuff Girls. Everybody loves the Powerpuff Girls and the Rowdy Rough Boys. This is Twas the Fight Before Christmas. This was a movie special that was first released on home video, VHS and DVD, October
7th, 2003. What's a VHS, sir?
Yeah, I don't know what VHS means anymore. Somebody get me the Betamax!
God. Yes, we're old, you can tell. We know what VHS is.
I'm not even going to go there. All right, so...
Hey, you're listening to Tooncast.
I've talked with Tara Strong like 2 or 3 times over the years that I've been podcasting. One of the first times was specifically we were doing... my friend Jenny C. and I, we were going to do a Powerpuff Girls episode, or we just did it, or we were planning on doing one. And this was the first time I interviewed Tara, and we basically mostly talked. The way I like to do my interviews, folks, is the first time I ever have a celebrity on or voice actor or whatever, get their whole story, everything that I can possibly get out of them. And then when they come back, you know, it's more of an update kind of thing, like, hey, how's it going? What do you got going on? That kind of thing. So when we first talked to her, most of it was all about Powerpuff Girls. Some of it was about Batgirl, because she was Batgirl in the DC Anime Universe, that kind of stuff. So we actually have... I actually still have Bubbles promos from that old interview, so I thought that was hilarious. But the Powerpuff Girls, overall, I enjoyed this show. I didn't watch it all that much back in the day, but I've seen, you know, when I would catch an episode, it'd be like, oh, hey, cool.
Yeah, there were some great episodes throughout the series. I mean, I was kind of like you. I didn't really watch the show all that often, but there was, you know, there was a Beatles episode they did where they basically were riffing off of all these old Beatles songs. There was one where they had a disco ball that turned out to be the Death Star that they had to go and destroy. You know, little things like that. I kind of went, holy crap, do these kids nowadays, you know, do these kids when the show was on understand what half of this pop culture references are? You know, and that was
probably not.
You know, that was my thought. And I'm watching it and I kind of went, okay, the Powerpuff Girls are pretty damn funny. You know, it's pretty good. The Christmas episode, was right in that same vein, and I loved it for what it was.
Yeah, we've also actually talked with E.G. Daily, who was Buttercup, So, wow, I've talked to two Powerpuff Girls out of three. Got to make it that trifecta eventually. But anyway, I think for me, outside of the narrator of Townsville, I think for me, my favorite character out of the series is Mojo Jojo. I love Mojo. He's so hilarious.
Mojo Jojo. Yes.
Yeah. I love it. So this features the villain. I almost said Professor Princess, but that's not it. It's Princess Morbux. Yeah.
Clearly a riff on Annie and Daddy Warbucks. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. Very much so. Basically, the plot here is that the Powerpuff Girls are awaiting Santa Claus's annual trek. Princess Morbux, as the Powerpuff Girls are discussing their requests, comes upon them and declares that since her father is rich and can buy her any material goods, her desire is to be a Powerpuff Girl. That is what she wants. And so the whole thing here is, the whole episode is her wanting to be a Powerpuff Girl, and she basically becomes the naughtiest child in Townsville, or the world, you know.
Yes, her making the naughty list and being the only one on there.
Yeah,
you know, that was pretty good. That, you know, that was one of my favorite things. That and the reference to the 200-round pump-action model air rifle. The Red Rider.
Red Rider BB gun. You'll shoot your eye out.
Yeah, and Princess even says that. I just kind of went, oh my God, that's hilarious.
And again, these are cartoons that most of the time they are for kids, but you know, these creators also work in stuff for adults and things like that, and it's very fun when they do so. As the plot moves along here, you know, she ends up going to the North Pole, she ends up changing the nice and naughty list, she basically makes herself the only nice person and everyone else in the world naughty. So everyone, including the Powerpuff Girls, get coal.
And I loved her reading that list. Mitch Mitchson actually made the nice list?
Now, you had mentioned that the chase, because essentially after she does that, Bubbles wakes up in the middle of the night and sees that everybody in Townsville has coal in their stocking, including all three of the Powerpuff Girls. And they then, you know, meet up with Princess Morbox again. They then have this extended chase from Townsville to the North Pole. Now, you say this is a little bit too long.
Yeah, it was. I thought it could have been a little shorter. I mean, it felt like it was about 10 minutes too long for what it was.
Right.
You know, well, it probably was 10 minutes total, but they probably could have shortened it in half. It was, I'm watching it. My first thought was, and I know you hate Family Guy, but I'm going to bring this up. They have an episode. It was one of the very first episodes they did for New Year's Eve. And they have Peter fighting a chicken, and it just goes on way too long. This flight scene, this flight battle and going back and forth felt like Peter fighting the chicken. And it just, I'm watching and I'm going, oh my God, this needs to, can we just stop with this? You know, I mean, there were other things in this episode that were long, but they were still funny and they were good. For example, when Bubble starts going off on her whole tangent about, well, I was seeing this and I was, you know, I met this guy who was like a dog and he was wearing a gorilla suit and he woke me up.
Yeah.
You know, that was hilarious because it was going on and she just puts in these little non sequiturs in the middle of her whole speech of explaining why she was checking out everybody's presence. I thought that was great. But, you know, this, the flight, I was just like, oh, God, get there already, damn it.
Yeah, the aerial battle did go, you know, like you said, it was, if they had cut it back from what it was to about 5 minutes, like, this is a 44-minute special, folks, so, I mean, cutting the, there's a way to balance time between events to events, so they meet up with Princess again, they then have a battle, that battle takes to the skies, from Townsville to the North Pole, I don't know what that kind of, you know, mileage is, but still, I mean, they fly at supersonic speed, so you'd think that they'd be able to get there lickety-split, like not within 10 minutes, but some sort of resemblance of time that would work for the story that didn't make you feel like it was going on too long. I gotta say, though, all three of the girls are great. All three of the voice actresses here are great as Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup, but really, honestly, Tara steals the show. Yes. When it comes to the whole Christmas thing.
Oh, God,
she
yes.
just does.
You know, I hate having to pick favorites, but yeah, for this one, Tara was my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think out of the three of them, she has the most lines. And I'm not looking at anything to confirm that, but she even has her own song in this, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so, I'd stop and think about it. I'm like, wait, a song? Yeah, you're right.
Well, I'm looking at the Powerpuff Girl wiki to find that out, so yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that, and then Santa, I think, was the only other person who had longer, you know, more amount of lines than,
yeah,
you know, than the other girls. But Santa was hilarious, too, because, you know, they show up and you got Princess yelling and screaming about how she wants everything, and she's going to have her daddy build a parking lot over this, you know, North Pole arts and crafts shop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that I kept, you know, I laughed at that. I'm like, oh, my God, I've heard people who threaten things like that before, and they're princesses.
Yeah. Yeah. They're divas, essentially.
Yeah.
What I find interesting about this one is when it comes to some of the trivia for this, the special did air during the 2003 holiday season. However, while this was released on home video 2 months before, it aired on TV on December 12th. This is the only episode to not be available in any digital store, including iTunes and Google Play. Which is kind of sad when you think about it.
Yeah, that is kind of sad because this is a really good one. I mean, I can't imagine why you'd want to hide it like that.
Yeah.
Put it out there so people can see this one.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. The first episode special to have a different ending theme, which is interesting. Let's see. Apparently, I don't know which came first, whether it was Powerpuff Girls or SpongeBob, but SpongeBob's episode, It's a SpongeBob Christmas, is noted for having a similar plot.
Jeez.
So there's, well, you know, flattery, you know, what does it say? Imitation is the best form of flattery?
Yeah.
I guess. But no, this one was super fun. I really enjoyed watching this. As we said, the girl's adventure here is wonderfully done. Princess Morbucks as a villain was really cool. The fact that they reference five other Powerpuff Girls episodes in this one special is interesting because they mention various adventures from previous episodes.
All things that Princess Morbucks did, like, well, you bought the town and then legalized crime.
Yeah.
You did this, you did that. And they're like naming off all these things, and they're like, what do you mean you're not naughty?
Yeah, that's very, very true. And it kind of balances out. I mean, most of the time, you know, I mean, unless, you know, you're inherently, you know, you're born inherently evil, the naughty nice thing, it kind of balances itself out, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're not going to get, Santa's not going to put you on the naughty list for jaywalking. You know,
yeah.
Santa's not going to put you on the naughty list for, you know, I'm trying to think, you know, lying to your parents about your homework, you know, or something like that. I don't know.
He might put you on the naughty list for throwing a snowball at somebody who's got, you know, a big target on their head. Because, you know, Mitch Mitchelson almost got that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mrs. Keenan's like, Mitch, remember, Santa's watching. He's always watching.
He's watching. Yeah. I thought this was really well done. The animation is great on it. The voice acting is great. The story, as we said, is good. And it's fun. The only complaint that either one of us has about it is that the aerial fight scene is a little too long.
Yeah. That, like we said, we could have shortened, you know, had Craig McCracken shorten that up just a little bit. I think it would have been okay for that. But
yep.
I would put this up there as something to watch again. I mean, this is, for this episode, this was the very first time I'd ever seen this one. Mm-hmm. And I would definitely come back and watch this again every year. You know, this is kind of one of those things. It's up there with my wife watching Year Without a Santa Claus and, for me, A Christmas Story and you know, all the Christmas stuff that we normally watch. Charlie Brown Christmas, for example, you know, Rudolph.
Right, yeah.
All those things. We watch that. This one will be in there now, I think.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. For me, I could watch it every now and then, every couple of years. I don't know if it's something that I would put in my regular rotation. But I did very much enjoy it because it had been years since I'd seen this. So, and as I said, I did not remember or did not even know that this was, you know, an hour-long special. I thought this was just another standard, you know, 5 or 7 or 10 minute cartoon or whatever. And it's nice to know that Craig McCracken and his team put together something like this, especially for a holiday season. Because if you, at the holiday times, you know, like this year, if you turn on ABC or wherever it's supposed to be now.
3-4, probably.
Yeah. Well, you got, you know, Charlie Brown Christmas with ads in it and whatever else and everything. That's why I love, you know, a number of years ago when they finally released all this stuff on DVD, all the Charlie Brown stuff, all the Rudolph stuff and everything else. I'm like, yay, I can just watch it without having to worry about the commercialization. So,
yeah,
there's that. All right, folks, coming up the next 2 days, we've got some interesting stuff. We're going to be talking about Doug's Christmas Story. I have no idea.
Sorry.
I don't think you have a pork chop, do you?
You know, it would be nice had we been able to name the dog Pork Chop, but no, my wife said Tinkerbell.
What?
Yes, that's the name of our dog, Tinkerbell.
So, hopefully my fiance Jen will be showing up. She has two of her cats that her and her mom have, Tink and Tank.
Okay, I like Tank.
Yeah,
I could go with that.
Yeah. So that's going to be day 6. And then Steve Megatron's going to be back for day 7, where for the first time ever in the history of Tooncast Classic, Tooncast Beyond, or the Geekcast Radio Network, I actually talk about Ren and Stimpy. Yes, that's right. A scooter for Yaksmus. Christ, oh. Please help me. Oh, God. Ren and Stimpy. You know, I could stomach Family Guy. I just don't like the humor in Family Guy. But Ren and Stimpy, I tried watching that a number of years ago. I nearly vomited all over the carpet. Oh, my God. That show is just so horribly animated. Anyway,
I will say that early stuff was funny, and then it got really gross and got nasty. And yeah.
Yeah. Gross, nasty is not welcome. So, thank you for joining us here on 25 Days Tooncast Beyond Christmas, where we talked about Powerpuff Girls, Twas the Fight Before Christmas. You can visit geekcastradio.com, comment on this and all our other episode posts. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. You can follow at Tooncast Beyond for the show Twitter. Mine is TFG1Mike. What is your Twitter?
At Sprzout. Sprzout.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. You can also check out Talking About My Generation over on Facebook. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name, 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Tooncast Beyond 25 Days of Christmas, and join us tomorrow when we'll be talking about Doug's Christmas Story from Nickelodeon. For now, I am TFG1Mike with
Doug Abel from Talking About My Generation.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal, and a Happy New Year.
All righty.
Now all the nice kids of the world won't get stiffed. They'll look on with pure joy at every wrapped gift. So paper's torn open and ribbon unfurls. 'Cause Christmas was saved thanks to the Powerpuff Girls.